electrical system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
November 12th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive. And please be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you can't donate to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. That will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. We've been working hard to get you the truth. So get a Patreon account today, right on freedomslips.org, and give generously and keep the truth alive. Thank you so much. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I am Dr. Johnny here at his command center with a bald eagle eye, keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right, You are now listening to The Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, Einstein was wrong. His theory of relativity has failed. The world is entering a new reality. The 21st century has truly begun, and a truly fundamental discovery has been made that revolutionizes the foundations of physics. First, there was Newton, then Einstein, and now a Korean named Ki-young Hung Che has joined them. Hung Che has discovered that a weak gravitational fields, both classic physics and the theory of relativity, are powerless. And also, dark matter does exist. Relax and stop looking for, don't worry. Can these findings be trusted? Let's take a look. The work of the Korean researcher, Jung Che, was published in the most authoritative peer review, the Astrophysical Journal. That is, it passed all possible checks and balances and does not contain the slightest inaccuracy. There are a few scientific publications in the world that you can trust unconditionally. And if we're talking about astronomy, then you can trust this magazine, the Astrophysical Journal. As always, Dr. Johnny will bring you the history first. So let's look at what happened when Newton published his theory in 1687. It worked perfectly. What goes up must come down, and so forth. In 1846, based on it, using theoretical calculations, Newton was discovered. This was a complete triumph. It soon became clear, however, that the orbit of Mercury did not obey Newton's laws. The study of Mercury ultimately gave rise to Einstein's theory of relativity and new physics in general. So Mercury is close to the sun, and with such a strong gravity, Newton's laws failed. Already in the 20th century, when studying galaxies, they found that they more differently from Newton's and not even from Einstein's, that they're different kinds of galaxies. They don't all behave the same way. To save both theories, dark matter was invented. Oh, it must be dark matter. Yes, that is right. The experts had to control the narrative, so who could question dark matter? After all, it's dark and you can't find it. When anyone asked about it, the basic response was, well, we don't know. That is why we call it dark matter, because no one has seen it yet or proven it exists. It's a theory. Sound familiar? Well, furthermore, they say it does not interact with our reality in any way. Dark matter has nothing to do with it, and it cannot be detected, but it attracts, they say. Dark matter attracts. In fact, physicists are afraid to talk of something that cannot be detected but exists. As soon as ufologists or physicists or psychics say this, they're immediately accused of pseudoscience. Well, I can't prove it, so they accuse them all. Yet the experts believed in dark matter and began to search intensively to prove it and haven't been able to prove it to this day. Meanwhile, the Gaia satellite has been rotating in orbit since 2013 and doing unnoticed work. It measures distances to stars and star positions in general. It's just a routine. The data never makes it to the mainstream press because, well, it's so boring. Just numbers. Astronomer though, from Seoul, South Korea, Han Che was not afraid of melancholy or boredom. He liked numbers and asked his satellite for information about orbits of double stars. In general, the fact is that the sun is lonely, rather rare, because for so many years they keep trying to tell us that the sun was by itself. Well, that's bull, because usually most stars in our universe, in our solar system, in our galaxy, are double or triple. That we are in right here in our solar system, we are in a binary system. Yes, the sun has a twin, but mainstream science refuses to acknowledge it. But trust Dr. Johnny, the sun is not lonely. It's got a pal, and it's more of a dark star, a dark dwarf, but they're both in orbit together, you know. So this Korean astronomer was interested in the orbits of relatively close binaries. He didn't talk about ours because he knew he'd be ridiculed. But, you know, ones that are about 650 light years away, such data are more accurate. In total, he analyzed 26,000 binary systems. Oh, yeah. He analyzed 26,500 different binary star systems. And what did he discover? Imagine one star orbiting another. The forces of gravity prevent her from flying away. But are they big? Well, very, very weak and vanishing. The sun attracts Pluto much more strongly than the main star attracts its satellite. It turns out that when gravity weakens so seriously, it actually intensifies. Well, this is very strange and caught all the experts by surprise. You are flying away from the sun. It weakens its grip. You are almost no longer held by its grip. And then suddenly the sun seems to be clenching its claws and you're again within its captivity. Further you get away from the sun, it starts to lose its grip. And then all of a sudden, it still's got you. It is for this reason that systems of double stars do not fly apart. And we wondered why this was happening. In science, the relativity of a discovery is assessed using so-called sigmas. The Korean has a 5-sigma level, and for most conclusions, even more. This means that his calculations are correct with a probability of over 99.98%. Well, what can I say? Everything now is so clear. As of August 16, 2023, we know that there are now 3 theories of relativity. We have Newton's theory. For everyday life, for example, what goes up must come down. Newton's physics perfectly explains how stones fall and cars drive on the earth and we, you know, stay planted right here. And then Einstein, for high speeds and powerful fields, if you launch a satellite, you already need to take into account the theory of relativity. GPS systems do this automatically. If it weren't for Einstein, navigators wouldn't be able to work. Granted, this is true. But now we have to credit Qin Yang Che for those weak fields that actually get stronger when you go further away. Well, what are those? It's funny, but 40 years ago, the theorist Milorgeron predicted all this and formulated a modified theory of gravity, but few people paid attention to it. They poo-pooed him. Thus, on Wednesday, August 16th, a new physics with Hang Che and Milgram was born, because Milgram actually made this discovery 40 years ago, but then Hang Che confirmed it, So now Milgram is already commended on the event in the spirit that it looks like a revolution in physics is happening right now before our eyes. Neither dark matter nor dark energy are needed now. Billions of dollars have been wasted on this research. The universe does not need some kind of agent that influences and bends the laws of nature themselves. The laws themselves are flexible. In the same way, more than a century ago, the ether, which everyone believed in, like dark matter, was discarded. Ether is actually the first element on the periodic table, but they took that away when they wanted to control the narrative. It was discarded. But Einstein nailed the ether, and then Hung Che nailed dark matter. Time travel? Sure. Instant visit to any point in the universe? Sure. Now we can talk about this without being considered a science fiction writer or just some conspiracy guy thinking that all these things are made up. No. Gravity also has to be a very understandable thing. And I'm sitting in a chair because of gravity. And yet, this is the most mysterious force and no strength at all. Einstein proved that gravity is the curvature of space-time that is the floor on which everything in the universe walks, you and me and the planets and the galaxies. In the 20th century, quantum gravity appeared, which proves that there's no space and time as such, that there's only a gravitational field that creates for the observer, that's us, the illusion of here and now. This space right here and this time right now. But they did not detect a particle of gravity, a graviton, which transfers the force of gravity from me to the Earth, from the Earth to the Moon, and so on. Not everyone will find it, even though we feel it because we stay on the ground. They will learn to control gravity and time as well. We lack something to take a decisive step. Now this something has appeared. Gravity appeared before us in many and all of its manifestations. Theorists will now have to understand exactly how it works. Experimenters will have to confirm it. Engineers will have to make devices from the home for the family. Oh my goodness! A new era has begun. Does this mean free energy? That's what I'm talking about. But what is the most interesting thing is back in 1985, a young Soviet physicist from Novosibirsk made a number of breakthrough discoveries in physics that had not appeared for a long time. But most of his discoveries have still not received either recognition or refutation. They were just out there. No one wanted to challenge it. No one wanted to talk about it. Vasily Yachinin, the Russian physicist, using a method that would be called, and now called, the halls of the mind, tried to stimulate and simulate experiments in the absence of space and matter. They turned out to be successful and allowed him to derive the formula of light describing most of the processes in the universe. From this formula, it is possible to draw many conclusions which, in my humble opinion, are very consistent with mythology and some philosophical and religious ideas. I will try to tell you briefly. The formula of light, C, is squared by the speed of light, and that is the gravitational potential of the universe. So beyond the boundaries of the universe, there is no time or space at all. Time exists only for us, thanks to the masses of stars and planets, their movement, and space and time arise. the further you move away from Earth and the other masses, the slower time flows. Even moving 100 meters away from the surface, you can detect a slight time lag using atomic clocks. This is well described in the Bible, where it is said that one day of God is like 100 years on earth, 2 Peter 3.8. So I'm telling you, folks, black holes do not exist, since the greater the mass of the object, the higher the speed of light, based on the formula that I gave above. Black holes are crutches supporting an old, incorrect theory. Huge amounts of money have been spent on the search for black holes. What a waste. And in the end, we got only a vague photograph, which may simply be a photograph of a star with a cooler core and a hotter corona. Our world, our universe, is just a crumb in the surrounding chaos. Beyond the boundaries of the universe, there is chaos where there is no masses, and therefore, time and space, any object that gets there will move and change chaotically, since there are no laws there to tell the body how it needs to behave, lead, or travel. I strongly associate such a description with the worlds of Roger Zelazny, where in the center there is order, amber, our universe, he says, and its reflections, where everything is distorted over time, turns into chaos. So the further you move away from all the objects in the order, the more you get into chaos. It's the simple entropy theory. The boundary of the universe has been a logical problem for many years, because if there is a boundary, it can be broken through or bypassed. Vasily describes it in this way. There is a border only on one side. On ours, if you go outside the universe, you will not be able to return, and there will be neither a door nor a direction where to go. There will also be no time, and you will not know when you came out or will only come out in the future. Exile beyond the borders of this world is a common device in mythology, and I was, you know, you've heard of purgatory. Well, you know, that's kind of what it is. I was always surprised by why the villain could not return. So if you're really bad, you go to purgatory, you go to hell, you never could get back. Now it's clear that there's simply no door that needs to be open in order to return. The world description of everything that exists from the point of view of physics, but Vasily, Yanchalin made a strong impression on me when it turned out very well, like the final puzzle in the scheme of the world order. Despite the fact that Vasily Yanchalin had published a dozen books, this Russian was brilliant. He published over a dozen books, and I don't mean just 50 pages. I mean, you know, 500 pages, these books. His works have not received wide recognition. It is worth saying why? Well, the guy's brilliant. And no one wants to challenge him because his stuff is too researched. Hundreds of scientific organizations are simply feeding on the black holes and are not getting and letting loose of them. Why? Because it keeps them funded. Oh, we got to find that black hole, and they keep getting more money. But if they start looking at Vasily Yanchalin's publications, they would know there wouldn't be any black hole. Well, that would blow all their money right out of the sky. What is the value of one Hadron Collider where they discover dozens of new particles invisible to the eye, but in fact just fragments of a nucleus? Now they're going to build a Collider 3 This another collider is three times larger. It's all a big waste of money. These new discoveries undermine the authority of gravity experts and undo everything that they've done over the past century. This just it creates more jobs for people building on something that doesn't go anywhere. Okay? That's basically, unless you're really into the satanic, pulling out spirits from another dimension, then that's the only thing that the colliders are good for. But I digress. But this is a huge amount of money, and now to accept Yuchelin's theory means to lose everything. For example, his only conclusion is that a man on the moon can jump not six times higher, but more than 11 times higher, which already cast doubt on the entire lunar program, which was all fake anyway, for the most part. We went to the moon the first time. After that, all the rest of the Apollo trips were not real. They were fake, filmed in a movie theater. But we went the first time. Buzz Aldrin definitely went to the moon, you know. And the first one was real. All the rest of the Apollos were not. But they didn't want to stop that money train. It's a gravy train, and who wants to stop that, when you're living high on the hog? But Vasily Lachlin refuses Einstein's theory of relativity, and in religion called science, this is the same as rejecting Jesus or the Prophet Muhammad, but you cannot refute them either. Therefore, it's clear that until cardinal reforms take place in the academic world and academic science, this picture of the world order will never be accepted. They got to keep that gravy train. Too many people do not want to lose their salary or their funding. They got tenure, and buddy, they want to hold on to that even if they have to make up lies. We all have to ask ourselves, when they spend tens of trillions of dollars building CERN, the collider in Switzerland, you know, and a questionable space exploration program, when the basic purpose and questions were in reality, you know, all lies told were to hold and hide the truth. Then think about all the different fields of medicine, the weather, the origins of man, all the archaeology. Look at how much they've been hiding. You know, like, you know, these giants. There were giants. We had them. You know, the story of David and Goliath. He was with a giant. That was a true story. But they don't want that, boy. As soon as they find a big skeleton, you know, in the Grand Canyon around the world, or different places in the Mideast or something, boy, they hide that right away. So whether it's the weather or origins of man, the archaeology, the lies that have been told to hide the truth in our continental United States, again, Dr. Johnny will look at the history and let us piece together the bigger picture. Well, in 1908, President Teddy Roosevelt wanted to declare the Grand Canyon off limits to all timber and mining operations. It would take another 11 years for Congress to designate the Grand Canyon as a national park. Sensing a final opportunity for adventure, explorer G.E. Kincaid took a boat ride down the Colorado River and through the Grand Canyon. The canyon was rich in minerals like gold and silver and copper, and Kincaid wanted to see if he could, you know, rake in some of the fortune with his pickaxe and panning for gold and so forth before it was all closed off for good. About 40 miles upriver from El Tavor Crystal Canyon, Kincaid saw stains in the sediment formation about 2,000 feet up. He tied off his boat and got out to investigate. Now, remember, this is back in last century, 1860 something. Anyway, so about 40 miles upriver 2,000 feet above, he tied off his boat, and Kincaid couldn't find a trail, but after a short hike, he found something interesting covered in desert brush. Steps. Hundreds of steps carved right in the sandstone. Right in the natural sandstone, there are steps all the way up. They wound their way all the way up into the canyon. He followed the steps until he came across a cavern entrance, an entrance that was clearly man-made. Kincaid entered the cavern and turned on his flashlight. On the walls, he saw writing, but it wasn't English. No, it wasn't Native American writing either. It was ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. Kincaid lifted his flashlight and saw the tunnel ran far into the distance. He didn't realize it at the time, but this was only the beginning. This is a deep underground cavern, city, cave under the Grand Canyon, and is a legendary place that no one can access nor can see today. What mysterious artifacts did he and the Smithsonian claim to find? Was there an advanced ancient civilization inhabiting the Grand Canyon? And where are the giants? Okay, so Gene Kincaid was well known for being an explorer and a hunter, but the Phoenix Gazette published a shocking article in 1909 about Kincaid's cave. On that day, they would make his stunning discovery right there on the pages of the newspaper. However, he was simply on a routine expedition floating down the Colorado River looking for minerals. He wanted to find gold if he could. Kincaid was all by himself when he noticed stains and way up in the wall in the canyon above him. For whatever reason, he decided to do some unplanned exploring. For whatever he saw in particular motivated him, he found the stairs, and 2,000 feet above the river, he went up to the mouth of the cave. The adventurer he was, Kincaid could not turn away from his discovery. Instead, he began to discard and descent down into the stairs he found just inside the mouth of the cave and continued down about 100 feet. The tunnel that Kincaid followed appeared to have been hand-chiseled, which is an incredible feat considering how long and how big it all was. It went several hundred feet into the ground. According to his own personal journal, where he described his discoveries, he came upon a crypt full of mummies, which, with their own personal shelf, they're all packed away on these different shelves. He reportedly took notes and photographs and collected several artifacts before leaving, along with the news of his discovery. He shipped those artifacts to the Smithsonian Institute. That's the real black hole, folks. You ship something to the Smithsonian that's sensational, you won't ever see it again, right there in Washington, D.C. That's where the real black hole is. This is according to the Phoenix Gazette article. Anyway, by the time their front page article was published, the team of scientists had explored Kincaid's cave much more thoroughly. More passageways extended from the main entrance, one that Kincaid originally entered, and these lead to multiple rooms as wide as 30 or 40 feet. A stone idol reportedly found the statue resembling Buddha. Traveling nearly a mile into the rock, the researchers came across a huge room with many passageways leading away from it. Similar to the spokes on a wagon wheel, they described storerooms full of seeds, as well as a dining room more than 700 feet long and a room that stank of a deadly, snaky kind of smell. Archaeologists supposedly uncovered copper instruments and war weapons, cups made of gold, pottery work, hieroglyphic writings. These artifacts suggested origin not in this country, but from the Orient. Today, the Smithsonian claims to have knowledge of this discovery, which is just a big fat They claim to have no knowledge of this discovery, which is just a big fat lie. However, the long story on the front page of the Phoenix Gazette clearly indicated that Smithsonian Institute had sent out between 30 and 40 archaeologists to help Kincaid excavate his discovery. Today, though, there are no artifacts or information to be found about the underground settlement. One Smithsonian rep explained, no Egyptian artifacts of any kind are found in North or South America. You know, therefore, I can tell you that the Smithsonian Institute has never been involved in such excavations. And then what could have prompted such an incredibly detailed newspaper article, one that would never have a follow-up piece? Based on the descriptions of Kincaid cave discoveries, they would suggest that there had, in fact, been contact made before Columbus sailed the seas. Not only this, but it could call into question the whole idea that all Native Americans descended just from Ice Age explorers crossing across to Alaska via the Bering Strait. They've also made discoveries of giant human skeletons. I'm talking 15 to 18 feet tall. They're human in the Grand Canyon during the 1870s, and those reportedly were sent to the Smithsonian, and the bones were taken there, and none have ever surfaced again. Again, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. in general is a big black hole. So Egyptians in Arizona would require us to not only entirely rewrite history, but also accept the responsibility for being incredibly wrong about the origins of people on our continent. Is it coincidence that many rock formations in the area have Egyptian names like Tower of Ra, Horus Temple, Osiris Temple, and Osiris Temple? These are the names of these rock formations in that area. That's from the Indian names, and, you know, Temple of Ra, Horus Temple, Osiris Temple, Isis Temple. These are all Egyptian names. That's what the Indians call them. Some people speculate even more broadly, questioning if this settlement wasn't evidence of ancient aliens. The area where Kincaid's cave discovery is believed to be located is off limits to hikers, visitors, and even most park personnel. They've even put camouflage netting that goes on for miles over the area, so with Google Earth you can't find it. So that camouflage netting looks like, you know, vegetation. Reportedly, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Presently, Dr. Johnny is writing a new book about our mother culture, the true Garden of Eden, the continent of Mu, and I will bring you more details about this soon right here on The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. Well, folks, the White Hats have been hard at work. You're going to be very proud of them because it never made mainstream news. But the White Hat Special Forces have prevented the deep state from staging a false flag that could have injured or killed thousands upon thousands of spectators at the World Series Texas Ranger Parade in Arlington, Texas, right here in Dallas, my sources in General Smith's office revealed. Operating on credible tips provided by the Federal Fifth Columnists, U.S. Army Rangers on Thursday raided a motel room where federal agents masquerading as Rangers fans had assembled a smorgasbord of pressure cooker nail bombs that would have been interspersed between and near the Globe Life Field and along the 1.9-mile victory route where the 300,000 people had come and marched their celebration for their team, you know, because the Texas Rangers, I assume, had won the World Series and all of them had marched down that route there in Arlington, Texas. And these thugs, these federal agent deep staters, were building bombs to throw in the and blow up into the crowd. Oh yeah. So Thursday evening, soldiers in the 75th Ranger Battalion entered the room and Budget Suites Hotel and caught three renegade FBI agents affixing electronic detonators to glass jars filled with nails and small steel bars. Others had pressure cookers, and one agent reached for his sidearm and was shot dead on the spot, while the remaining agents threw up their hands shouting, "I give up, I give up, don't shoot, don't shoot." The Rangers subdued the two agents and sat them side by side on a bed, and they found and disarmed and dismantled six jar and three pressure cooker bombs. This would have been devastating. It could have killed hundreds of people, any of which could have grievously wounded, maimed, or killed hundreds of parade spectators. The agents admitted they had been ordered to discreetly plant the bombs the following day while the sky was still dark. They would not, however, say who issued the orders or who the deep state would blame for the attack. They said their instructions were to trigger the bombs using disposable cell phones. The Rangers took the agents into custody and collected the corpses and took them down in here in Dallas for processing. They then brought the corrupt feds to the processing center in North Texas, in North Dallas, for further interrogation. If we were tipped off the explosives, you know, if the heavy police presence didn't spot them, could have killed a lot of people, my sources are saying. They were stacked 12 deep in parade, and it would have been a massive casualty event, but we still don't know who the fall guy was. The deep state, you know, would have made someone the scapegoat, you know, maybe Trump supporters. Of course, you know, these are all Trump supporters, the Rangers fans. We're fortunate to have people on the inside, my source said. The tip, he added, came from Homeland Security agent who said FBI loyal to the Biden regime had entered the motel room on the first of and checkout date was on the 4th of, you know, November, the day after the parade, and he even had the room number. So he was right spot on. The Rangers scouted the area in advance and saw feds entering and leaving the room over 2 days. They used facial recognition technology to confirm the guys in the room were feds out of the FBI's Waco field office of Waco, Texas, my source said, and added the prisoners will undergo rigorous interrogation before they're sent to Gitmo. But folks, the signs are multiplying that the U.S. and Israel are headed for some sort of mega black swan event. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu, he's a professional warmonger. You know, let me tell you, the Defense Department contractors just love him because he's a professional at starting war and staying in wars. The result will be that both countries cease to exist in their present format and the present situation. This is because the Federal Reserve Board, the fountain of power for the Satanists, is on the verge of collapse. If it goes, then everything under it, such as the United States Corporation, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations, and 90% of the world's transnational corporations will also collapse and come under new management instantly. The signs of the Federal Reserve Board collapse are multifold. As we have previously noted, the Federal Reserve Board interest rate of 5.25% has mathematically doomed at least half of all U.S. banks because it has devalued all the zero or close to zero interest stuff on their books. The Federal Reserve Board is now resorting to fraudulent accounting to hide the resulting bankrupt run. What would you call it? Cooking the books? This is seen when deposits are most of the U.S. banks, owners of the Federal Reserve, were delayed by Federal Reserve Bank's automatic clearinghouse network. So all deposits are delayed. If you're getting a big deposit in any of the major banks, like, you know, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, Morgan Chase, you know, any big deposit is going to be delayed. You may not get your money for 2 or 3 weeks. This has apparently allowed the Federal Reserve Board to use seasonal adjustment fakery to turn a $33 billion deposit outflow bank run into a $52 billion inflow. This trickery has magically boosted deposits by $168 billion since April, since the Federal Reserve Board rules allow 1,000 times leverage. These fake deposits back $168 trillion worth of financial instruments. Most of them are worthless. In other words, the whole financial house of cards rests on the fountain of fraud, a foundation of fraud. The U.S. banks are also now stealing people's money outright as well. Many bank customers are getting letters saying all of their checking and savings accounts are being closed. The explanation is, if there is one, is something like, per our account agreement, we can close your account for any reason, any time. This is happening all over Australia right now and other Khazarian Mafia-controlled countries. The Khazarian Mafia is also now pushing desperately to outlaw cash and force us into digital prison. The new FedNow interbanking communication system is quite possibly unconstitutional, and it threatens the very freedom of all liberty-loving American citizens that hold dear. Mark Goodwin, in response to Federal Reserve Bank Board attempt to silence his publication criticism of this system. They've been trying to quiet, you know, him down, but he says these moves are connected to the upcoming November 15th deadline for the U.S. government to raise the debt limit. We're also hearing the Chinese and other creditors to the U.S. are determined not to let the U.S. government circus show continue any longer. No one's going to bail them out this time. Maybe the Bushes, but maybe not. Maybe the Bushes are tired of bailing out the Federal Reserve Board. Maybe they're just going to go on their own and leave all their deep state buddies behind and just hold on to their little nest egg. Their financial trouble is why a political and military type of mega black swan event is probable. In the past, the Federal Reserve Board has responded to crises of this nature with events like 9/11, Fukushima, and most recently the pandemic and vaccine global genocide attempt. Well, those have all failed. One possibility is some sort of Holocaust or mass sacrifice of Satan is also being planned in Israel because they're killing as many people as they can. Let's face it. Netanyahu says, get them, move in and destroy them. We're getting credible reports from foreign diplomats based there that large portions of the country have been evacuated to Ukraine. The ones they want to save, they send to Ukraine. This coincides with reports from Russia that roadblocks have been set up in Ukraine and only people who can prove they're Jewish are being allowed to pass in to Ukraine. Mossad sources further claim Israel is a corporation and it has expired October 31st. Oh, yeah. Halloween was the last day for the Israeli corporation. Also, China has removed Israel from its maps. Oh, yeah. In response, Netanyahu is apparently showing a map of Israel minus the Gaza Strip. So they're including the Gaza Strip with Israel. The last thing left for Israel to do is to wage a great war. Israel is a global terrorist organization. That's exactly what they are, but it is better to refer to them as the cancer of the planet, one Mossad source said. In another sign, Jews still in Israel are being prepared for another Holocaust, or another slaughter. Satanic thugs in Israel are violently attacking genuine Jews who are protesting the genocidal acts of their government. According to MI6, the people behind this are Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a group of extremist Israeli nationalists, probably the Zion group, who also assassinated various international characters over the years, including a Swedish count by all reports, so to speak, that has to go to a certain Mr. and also a Mr. Winston Churchill back in the day. So they took Churchill out. They took another Swedish count out. They styled their version of a modern Israel on the fascist states of Spain, Italy, and Germany. The joint Israeli-Gaza Strip incursions are indeed a slaughterhouse of blood sacrifice and now genocide to Satan. Left unchecked, they will level the entire place to the ground and all, underground and above ground and all. Netanyahu himself refers to his Jewish and Palestinian enemies as Amalek, you know, the Lord King Saul, to destroy his enemy and all his people. Now go and defeat Amalek and destroy all that he has and give them no mercy, but put them both, husband and wife, from youth to infant, from ox to sheep, from camel to donkey, from the book of Samuel 15.3. So they're all saying that Benjamin Netanyahu is following that. Heritage of the minister, Elijah, agrees, saying that one of Israel's options in the war in Gaza is to drop a nuclear bomb on the Strip. Well, you know, Israel is a nuclear power, so that is an option. In a sign, they know something is about to happen there. The Pentagon will no longer allow its senior military leaders to travel to Israel anymore. They will discourage members of Congress from making trips either. They're not allowed. Israel will not recover from this mistake, one CIA source warns. In other words, unless action is taken, the Gazaria Mafia are about to stage a murder-suicide of Israel rather than accept a Jewish liberation from millennium of satanic control. Turkey might step in by reasserting control over Israel. It's Turkey's duty to stop bloodshed in Gaza, President Erdogan said on Sunday. We are doing and will continue to do our diplomacy more than what is visible behind the scenes, he said, implying NATO's latest army or largest army. See, Turkey has NATO's largest army. They might intervene, but then again, they might not. There's also evidence of some sort of truly horrific event is being planned for the U.S. as well. The fear porn is really flowing now. Get ready for a massive false flag event. They are setting the stage for it, our CIA source agrees. So does Senator Ted Cruz, who says, I believe we are at a greater risk today of a major terrorist attack in the United States than we've ever been since September 11th, 2001. My sources now say the attempts to kill us with all-out nuclear war vaccines and bioweapons have failed, and they are likely to bring out their directed energy weapons and have an alien false flag event and have their directed energy weapons burning everything up around the Earth, and the media saying it's from the aliens. It seems the recent obvious direct energy weapons in Maui and then the hurricane in Acapulco are just rehearsals for something much worse. Local witnesses in Acapulco say the storm hit was 20-kilometer wide tornado and was accompanied by no rain, and the case, which is odd for a regular hurricane, but it wasn't a regular hurricane, it was man-made. Just like in Maui, poor areas located in prime real estate are hit, and witnesses say that they heard gunshots in those poor areas. So they're shooting the adults and the family members and stealing the kids, just like in Maui. But, you know, it's all part of this show. But from what I understand on the ground, that the military in Mexico has gotten Acapulco under control. And, you know, it's all being set up. But this Vanguard and S&P Exchange Traded Fund, and the same series is called this Blast. And coincidentally, you know, on the cans of Mountain Dew, you know, the Pepsi company has put those, you know, VO Blast and Vanguard Exchange, you know, it's right there on the can. These are Rockefeller and Kazarian Mafia fronts controlling most of the listed companies. With little bit of digging, is probably you'll find all those entities investing in smart cities, because that's exactly what they want to do with Maui and Acapulco. So, you know, Mexican cartel tells us that the attack on Acapulco also destroyed much of their poppy crop. They say it was to destroy that, and they call it natural competition. And the Kazarian Mafia is, you know, synthetic and deadly fentanyl. See, that's what they want to push, is the fentanyl, and, you know, and kill the opium heroin trade. And, you know, the Donald Trump related Q drop, not everything will be clean, and, you know, necessarily a scare event, also hints that some disaster event will be staged to justify military intervention inside the U.S. The entire planet is sick of all this behavior, and we just know that something is about to happen. So who knows? Maybe they'll finally pull their alien invasion card and start using direct energy weapons and everything, and blame it on the aliens. Spaceships, which aren't alien spaceships at all. These are deep state spaceships. And I'll bring more details after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and this is Dr. Johnny. Well, folks, for one thing, the vaccine lawsuits are snowballing, and the war crimes trials are now a certainty. The latest on this front is South Korean government has begun compensating families if a member dies within 90 days of receiving the jab. Even if an autopsy cannot determine the cause, if they die within 90 days after receiving the vaccine, then the South Korean government will compensate those families with a hefty little sum. The Korean Disease Control and Prevention Agency said these measures apply retroactively. Korea had a much higher inoculation rate than the rest of the world because people trusted the state and got vaccinated. People Power Party rep declared and stated on a National Assembly meeting between the party and the administration. In this regard, the state must address the blind spot in helping those harmed by the vaccination policy. Korea has recognized 11 COVID-19 vaccine side effects, including myocarditis. It's unbelievable. They're finding more and more. Find over 11 disease states that the vaccine causes. Once the government officially acknowledged such a thing, the floodgates are open. Most leaders in the West are going down hard on this one. The vaccine is only one way the Caesarean Mafia tried to murder us all. Polish intelligence reports they are also trying to kill us by forcing us to eat bugs. In 2017, a study on chitin and insects says it stimulates the human innate immune system to generate a flood of inflammatory cytokines. that damage organs, leading to asthma, anaphylactic shock, dermatitis, and so forth. That's from eating bugs in persistent situations that will lead to death, multiple sclerosis, or lupus, just to name a few, cancers, just to name a few, all from eating bugs. You eat bugs, you die. Even beer has been poisoned. In 2016, the Munich Environmental Institute examined 14 most popular beer brands for glyphosate, and guess what? They detected it in all of them. In the most extreme cases, it was 300 times the legal limit for drinking water. Boy, let me tell you, you mess with the beer, you know, now that those people in Munich, you know how they drank beer, now that they found out there's poisons in the beer, in most of the beers, they're going crazy over that. This sort of thing is true for a huge percentage of the products corporations have been saturating us with. Justice is long overdue. Dr. Johnny has been on this show telling you about the poisons in all our foods, especially in the fast foods or anything you buy in the box. There are signs that senior Khazarian Mafia members are being taken down. For example, the Dalai Lama is no longer the head of Tibetan Buddhism, according to sources in the Japanese imperial family. He has likely been executed for murder, they say. He's also a pedophile. He's actually a horrible individual, but he, you know, falls in, under that fake facade of being a Dalai Lama. Also, it sure looks like the White Hat Alliance has Mark Zuckerberg Rockefeller under arrest. He uses a leg injury in a hospital and did a little photo shoot of him in the hospital bed with a leg injury. So he'll be wearing a boot for a while, which means he's got that ankle bracelet. So Zuckerberg had an injury on his foot, so they say. And he's going to be wearing a medical boot. And there are also reports that the Bill Gates clone is facing life behind bars for child rape charges. I think this is Bill Gates number 3. They've arrested the first two, the original one, and then the one clone. And I think this is clone number 3 they're going to put behind bars. Bill Gates has already lost his marriage due to his friendship with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. That was his buddy. But he's about to lose a whole lot more, according to investigators who revealed the globalist billionaire busybody is about to be thrown under the bus. They don't want him anymore. So they're bringing these child rape charges. So they want to get Bill Gates. He's just caused too much of a problem. Child rape is the least of the charges that could be made against Bill Gates. What about mass murder? Gates isn't the only global elite facing charges. A whole host of household names, including members of the U.S. House and Senate, are currently sweating it out as the walls close in on all of them. Victoria Nuland and Volodymyr Zelensky are also going to face justice. A court in Kiev has ruled that Mariin massacre in February 2014 began with killing and wounded both policemen and protesters by snipers from the Hotel Ukraina, controlled by the U.S. State Department. The Russian government says Ukrainian neo-Nazis will be tried in an international court for attempts to annihilate the Russian people in Donbas, as well as for the deaths of Ukrainians in this fratricidal war. In a sign the war is over, Russia is selling off Zelensky's former Ukrainian house to an auction. Also, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, I love this guy, Peskov, he tells it like it is. He denies the Wagner paramilitary group transferred air defense systems to the Hezbollah in Lebanon because de facto such a group, Wagner, does not exist. In other words, it was a Khazarian mafia that sold missiles to Hezbollah in hopes that they would use them to chase Jews out of Israel. So they gave the Hezbollah weapons and everything they're trying to cause World War III. It's now clear the entire Wagner versus Ukraine story was a satanic cover-up for the wholesale slaughter of Ukrainians. As we previously reported, Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of Wagner, and Zelensky both worked together for the Khazarian Mafia to depopulate Ukraine and pave the way for the rebirth of Khazaria. Instead, their Khazarian Mafia bosses will face war crime charges. Now 50 countries supporting Ukraine, including NATO members, decided to negotiate peace with Russia after meeting at Malta this past week and a half. Even Khazarian Mafia news fronts like Time and CNN are admitting the Ukraine war was a failure. This is because the West has run out of money and has burned through all of its weapons stocks, according to Colonel Douglas McGregor and Polish intelligence sources. There's also growing evidence the brainwashed sheeple are waking up en masse. They lied about the World Trade Center. They lied about the war in Iraq. They lied about the banking crisis. They lied about Libya. They lied about Syria. They lied about Ukraine. They lied about the pandemic. But now they're definitely not lying. Well, now they're definitely telling the truth. So many years, so many lies, the cattle still fall for, you know, will they still fall for the same things? I mean, how many times does the boy have to cry wolf? And that's what a Polish commentator said right on the news. For example, the newspaper poll, Bild newspaper poll, says two-thirds of the Germans oppose letting in more migrants from Islamic countries, with many explaining they no longer feel safe in their own country and believe an increasing number of new arrivals despise German society. They're right. Hey, you know, all these Muslims coming in, they don't like Western society. In another sign of a popular revolt, blade runners in the UK have made news by destroying over 1,000 surveillance cameras. They're destroying cameras everywhere around London and anywhere they can find them, Bristol, everywhere else. It's not over, though. The World Economic Forum puppet, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, has been given his orders. Britain agrees to relinquish its tax sovereignty to the World Economic Forum. The British government has agreed to hand over full control of its tax sovereignty to the World Economic Forum. I kid you not. The new rules mean the unelected bureaucrats headquartered in Davos will be in charge of collecting taxes from the British people. The World Economic Forum run, OECD is to introduce a global minimum tax in firms both in the U.S. and the U.K. in a program called Pillar 2. We'll see how long that lasts. Also, the Klaus Schwab Rothschild brags the technologies at the heart of the Fourth Industrial Revolution have the potential to concentrate privilege and challenge existing government systems. In other words, they just want to take over all the governments and take away our money. Shaping the future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution to 2018, and a sign just how horrific these technologies can be. Recent advances in electrogenetics by scientists at ETH Zurich suggest that the tantalizing possibility of wearable devices can directly control a person's DNA. In other words, if we do not overthrow the satanic oligarchs, we will be condemned to an eternity in a human animal farm. They're desperately trying to survive, folks, and kill any enemy that stands in their way, even killing our own white hat generals. Oh, yeah. Physicians at Navy Hospital Camp Pendleton have deduced that General Eric Smith was struck by a projectile moments before he had a heart attack a week or so ago on a Sunday, sources in General Smith's office reveal. On last week's show, I told that General Smith was taken out while jogging early one morning and suffered a heart attack. Directly after the event, Marines at Walter Reed Hospital stood guard over the general as physicians friendly to the cause examined him, performed blood work, and administered EKG and EEG tests. The heart attack, my source said, stymied them because General Smith was deemed a pillar of health and exercise enthusiast that had twice placed first in the Marine Corps Commander's Cup. He was the fastest, and yet he's in his 60s. His previous physical in September, and his blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides fell within the established norms. He has no history of COVID-19 vaccinations. His blood was free of spike proteins. Once stable, the general was taken to Pendleton for further evaluation. There, the general's atypical myocardial infraction baffled all the cardiologists and neurologists too, and they tested and retested in hopes of rationalizing, from his collapse, because he collapsed right when he was jogging. They paid sedulous attention to the results. They found nothing suggested the general was a heart attack candidate. They couldn't find any proof that he had any problem from a heart attack. His heart was perfectly fine. A more thorough exam, however, revealed a small circular bruise in a shallow puncture wound on the general's inner calf, because it was bare, as well as a glass splinter embedded in his skin, because he was running in shorts, so he was hit in his calf by a glass bullet. The general reportedly said bruises and bumps come with the territory. He couldn't explain the puncture wound. He did say he felt as if a horsefly bit him while he was jogging just before the heart attack. He thought a fly bit him, but he's actually hit in the calf by a bullet that caused his heart attack, a bullet made of glass and ice. Medical technicians did another blood draw, this time checking for exotic toxins, and found traces of paralytic shellfish poison, which in concentrated doses shuts down the cardiovascular system and spreads to the victim's heart, mimicking heart attack, causing death within minutes. Physicians concluded that General Smith had been hit with a glass pellet that shattered a glass frozen pellet on the inside that shattered on impact and delivered the poison in his bloodstream. Whoever made this shot is a skilled marksman, my source said. General Smith was wearing shorts and a T-shirt, so the shooter wanted to hit bare skin. He had to hit bare skin. Hitting the backside of the man's calf ain't an easy feat. Right now, we have ballistic experts working to trace the trajectory and hopefully find out where the shot came from. General Smith is lucky to have survived. They are wanting to eliminate the resistance and their competition while they're always hiding behind the scenes. This is a purpose. There's a purpose for that, because the Dark Hat Cabal, herding us like sheep, is only able to maintain its power by staying invisible. The most effective way of maintaining invisibility is always been and has been the art of dividing the masses. This psychological operation known as divide and conquer has been deployed for all of recorded history, especially a well-organized religion and organized dogma, politics, and personal, that have a personal relationship with God. Dogma is a belief doctrine dictated by the church, and if you were born in a dogmatic family, you are raised to believe their dogma. As a result, you will see the conflicting religion, there's a devil and there's a God, and there's one over the other. That's where all the divide and conquer comes from. Well, yes, there is a dark force, just like yin and yang. There is a positive force, of course. But the many religions use this divide and conquer mankind on three Abrahamic religions. The Judaic dogma teaches the Jew that they are a member of the chosen race destined to rule over everyone else as the teacher of God's laws. The Islamic dogma teaches that all of mankind must somehow submit to Islam. And while there are reportedly 40,000 different denominations of Christianity, most Christian dogma teaches that Christians will live in paradise for eternity while everyone else burns in hell. So many people raised on these religions have been able to personally connect with God and liberate themselves from their divisive dogma, but many others are stuck in the group mind think and haven't been able to, you know, ascend into that higher consciousness. That some people can do that with prayer, but they conflate Holy Scripture and a priest class with God and put their faith in a doctrine written by man. So, you know, the real way to achieve, you know, faith and long, you know, longevity in the Holy Spirit is to, you know, identify with it through prayer, through meditation, or whatever, and become one with the Holy Spirit. The written word is just to get us to that point, to be one with the Holy Spirit. But because most people aren't able to get there because they're shutting down our pineal gland with all the chemicals, it's become the ultimate form of mind control. And so whoever controls the Holy Land controls the world. See, in this dogma belief. So the Revelation of 2.9, King James Bible, it says, and warns of the blasphemy of them which say they are the Jews and are not, but are synagogues of Satan. And we're beginning to see this today with the Zionists who say they're Jews, but they're really not. So with the help of the United Nations, the British Crown, the Vatican, and the Nazis, the Rothschild banking dynasty, the land formerly known as Palestine, was conquered with bloodshed, lies, and bureaucracy. The Zionists, who claimed to be secular, declared the land to be Israel, home of the Jews, and successfully thrust the once thriving Middle East back into the Middle Ages with this all-out war. So on it goes, you know, the creation of the State of Israel, you know the history, and you know, that's been since 1948, and, you know, the Holocaust, and it's always, you know, the 6 million, the 6 million, the 6 million. So why the number, the 6 million Jews have been massacred? Even before World War II, they're talking about 6 million Jews. Well, when you think about it, that's 6, 3 zeros, and 3 zeros, 666. So that's why they use the 6 million all the time. For several decades preceding World War II, Zionists repeated the mantra 6 million, referring to the death of 6 million Jews. A 6 followed by 6 zeros can also be read as 666, 666, which can be read as 2/3, 66. Certain radical sects of Judaism and Christianity believe that 2/3 of the Jews must perish. It appears that if Zionists created Israel as a sacrificial altar to make this happen, and repeating the lesser magic mantra of what they want to manifest, today we're seeing Zionists begging for genocide, calling out to kill them all, and gaslighting us with the news media that, you know, Palestine has to go, while saying they should flatten it out and turn it into glass. So we're seeing Christian pastors cheer on the mass murderer, you know, and we see Israel making the Gaza Strip a parking lot, and several evangelistic pastors who speak as if Christ will only return if we provide him the blood sacrifice taught in their extreme dogma. So, you know, I'm not trying to get into religion here, but folks, let me tell you, this is how they're dividing and conquering us. They're using all those written dogmas against us with their media arm. However, you know, every time they go up and try to fight against the deep, when the deep state tries to fight the white hats, they do get taken away, just like the Judge Advocate General Court staff at Camp Bloss in Guam executed 250 deep state felons in October, sources in Guam revealed. As reported in September, Jag Hung, that's 500 physicians convicted of egregious COVID-9 crimes against the citizenry, and promised to hang the rest when possible, because they're arresting them too. These capital punishment, my source said, began in October 5th and ended in October 27th, when Jag holding as many as 12 hangings a day, each and every day, including Sundays. The punishments were overseen by either Admiral Jonathan Stevens or his representatives, who had the displeasure of hearing once defiant deep state sympathizers suddenly beg for their lives atop the gallows with their pitiful wails crying out for mercy, at least half seemingly repented moments before they fell to their doom. And he said, it's amazing how they all are, but until they get to see the noose. He said, they're all just a smart ass, he said, but when they get to the noose, it probably seems surreal to them, and then they feel it around the neck. Only then do they realize, at least for a few seconds, since a bunch of them have no problems cursing out the Admiral as they're teetottering from the platform just a minute or so later. Jag sent footage of their demise to the CDC and the NIH and the Department of Health and Human Services. Also, the dead are 160 of the 165 Fort Drum soldiers who took part in live fire war games against cardboard and wooden cutouts adorned with MAGA and Trump attire on a plywood town that they built on the base to practice their maneuvers. Their Camp Bloss tribunal occurred September 19th and saw their JAG-appointed counsel offer testimony that frustrated Admiral Stevens and the three-panel pick to weigh the case's merits. Throughout an hour-long preamble, he insisted his clients were innocent, he said, the defense lawyer, and they obeyed orders by their officer and the senior NCO, and therefore were not guilty. A lapse of judgment is not a crime, they said, and these are young men, some with families. You know, they're human, and the defense counsel said, superiors misled them. That is the explanation. He could not, however, rationally explain why many of the accused had received from the Department of Defense 5,000 monthly stipends, 5,000 extra dollars in addition to their base pay. He simply called the disbursements clerical and accounting errors over which the accused had no control. Well, that argument disintegrated when Admiral Stevens summoned five cooperative witnesses to the stand, each whom confessed that they were paid to join an anti-Trump coalition of the U.S. military in preparation for a future all-out war against Donald Trump and his supporters. They said that they had sworn allegiance to President Biden and would kill on his command, saying, though, that they had no idea who precisely authorized the payouts. On multiple occasions, defense counsel called the prosecution witnesses unreliable opportunists and said he requested a mistrial due to the aberrance to circumstantial evidence. In the end, the panel sided with the prosecution and recommended the defendants be hanged by the neck until they were dead for committing treason and seditious conspiracy. Their executions also took place in October, and a videotape was sent to the State Department. Also, what happened to the five soldiers who cooperated, Jag, my source, said they accepted a plea deal. They are getting 15 years behind bars. Well, folks, I want to have a real icebreaker here. You know, the Chinese are preparing a flotilla. This is out of Beijing from Reuters, of all publications. I know it's true. Research vessels to, you know, Chinese icebreakers and three other frigate ships and 460 personnel on board to help complete construction of China's fifth station on the world's southmost continent, Antarctica. So China's biggest flotilla of research vessels deployed to the Antarctica will focus on building the ice station and building a station there on ice on the rocky, windswept, inexpansible island on Ross Sea, a deep southern ocean bay named after the 19th century British explorer. Work on the first Chinese station in Pacific sector began in 2018 and used to conduct research on the region's environment, state television reported. Well, that's just a false story. You know, studying the weather. Oh, yeah. China has four research stations in Antarctica built from 1985 to 2014. A U.S.-based think tank estimated the fifth would be finished next year. The facility is expected to include an observatory with a satellite ground station and should help China fill a major gap in the ability to access the continent for the Center of Strategic and International Studies for Climate Change, which is all a false story. The station is also well situated to collect signals intelligence over Australia and New Zealand and telemetry data on rockets launched from Australia's new Anaheim Space Center, it said. So it has a direct feed directly, and that they can monitor that perfectly. China rejects the suggestion that its station will be used for espionage. Oh, yeah. But the two icebreakers, Snow Dragon, set sail. That was the name of one of them. The Snow Dragon was set sail from Shanghai, and most personnel and logistics supplies on board. The cargo ship, Divine Blessings, taking construction material for the station set off from the eastern part of Zhangjiajie, which is a harbor. 5-month mission will include a survey on the impact of climate change. Boy, that's a good cover story, isn't it? The two icebreakers will also conduct environmental surveys at the Prisnex Bay and Astronaut Sea in southeast Antarctica and the Ross Sea and Nandesian Sea in the west. The mission, China's fourth to the Antarctica, will also cooperate with countries including the United States, Britain, and Russia on logistics, supply, and state media, the state media said. Now, granted, China has been in Antarctica for a while, and like everyone else down there, it has been conducting all sorts of research, but for climate change, we all know that's a cover story. One can only assume that they have interest in the neutrino detector down there and a host of other things as well, but I have difficulty imagining that the Chinese Communist Party interest is purely scientific, just as I have a tremendous difficulty that Hitler's defense minister, Hermann Göring's interest in Antarctica was purely scientific. All involved, they're all involved in off-world technologies, and that's just sponsoring a glitzy, to sponsor a glitzy science project as cover. Of course, we had commerce and lubricants explanation from Göring. Yeah, Hermann Göring said, oh, we need more lubricants, which, British Hess, when he was sent to Britain, I mean Randolph Hess, when he was sent to Britain to negotiate a surrender, said, oh yeah, they're down there to get more whales, collect whale oil. And then there's Admiral Byrd's Operation High Jump, which quite literally was the second D-Day, a full-fledged combined arms operation to invade the continent and, either conquer Nazis or find out what the hell they're doing down there. And, of course, they found out right away. And now the Chinese are sending a little flotilla of their own with two icebreakers and a couple of cargo ships, built yet another research facility there. So what is about this place that attracts the attention of fascist Germany, communist China, and capitalist America? And why are the cover stories explaining just so laughable, like studying climate change, or more whale oil, to get more lubricants? Well, I'm going to get into that with later shows, but the Americans in Operation High Jump, they need to monitor neutrinos pretty much everyone else. They have said what we'll do down there, and the ones, the reports that I've heard, what they're doing down there is purely evil. And that is a direct quote, what I saw there was purely evil, said alleged from Buzz Aldrin, the first man to go to the moon, or one of the first men to go to the moon, or from John Kerry in 2016. He says, I need to personally check out climate change. And now Communist China, while according to the article in search of its own explanation, is offering this one for consideration. And they're saying, well, we're building our station and so forth. And so these research stations are built and it's a think tank and blah, blah, blah. And I could go on and on about all this, but I'll get more to the story in later shows, but as explanations go, this one's right up there with Goering's We Need Lubricants from Whales, with all this ice station stuff, and Admiral Byrd's We Need to Test Equipment in Antarctic Conditions. This is just brassy and ultimately nonsensical media to put out there to confuse people and to veer them away from the story while they do their secret work. But the Chinese can spy on Australia and New Zealand much easier with the station they're building. They spy on everyone else, so why not spy on the Aussies and the Kiwis? We don't need any more explanation than that. So who knows? But it happens, and perhaps telling, that the Chinese, whatever their innovations and motivations are, appear to be in a hurry to complete their fifth Chinese Antarctic research station. Oh boy, they're going at rate speed. Of course, there's a final possibility, namely that an Antarctic research station, as an article would say in the media, could help monitor Australian space launches, but it could just be easily monitor comings and goings to the planet that may be taking place down there in Antarctica. And that's exactly what they're monitoring, because, we have a lot of exploration, and whenever the galactics come to our planet, they're only coming into Antarctica to land. They don't go anywhere else because Antarctica is off limits to the general public. So we have many different races from the Galactic Federation landing there. And that's exactly what's going on. So the Chinese want to know, hey, who's coming here? Are the Palladians? Are they the Arturians? Well, they're all coming here. That's just another place to meet. But I've got some good news. There's something very interesting in development. California has become the first state to outlaw the use of four potentially harmful food and drink additives that have been linked to an array of diseases, including cancer. They're also blamed on a dozen and banned in dozens of other countries, but oh no, not here in America, but California's banned them. Dr. Johnny's been reporting extensively on food additive and poisonings of the flavorings and preservatives causing cancer and other diseases in most people, and has been outspoken about this. I've been telling you about it for years. Some people are saying, I'm tired of hearing you talk about toxins, but they're banned everywhere else in the world, but they keep bringing them on more and more in our food here in America. Hello. Now the California Food and Safety Act prohibits the manufacturing and distributing and sale of food and beverages that contain bromate vegetable oil, potassium brominate, and propylparaben, and also red dye number 3, a deadly poison that can be found in candy, fruit juices, cookies, and soft drinks. The Food and Drug Administration banned the use of red dye number 3 in cosmetics in 1990. Because red dye number 3 made this, you know, beautiful red color in lipstick, but it was poison. So when that got out, Maybelline and all of them scrambled saying, hey, we got to get rid of that. But they left it in the food and the candy and all the beverages. But the government hasn't prohibited the use in all the food and the ingredients in the candies. Brominated vegetable oil and potassium brominate have also been associated with harmful effects on the respiratory and nervous systems. And the paraben may negatively impact the reproductive health. In other words, it makes you sterile. It makes women infertile. Hello? The proposal has been the target of false claim that California is attempting to ban Skittles. Well, boy, they didn't like that. You know, the Skittles candies. In fact, they said an assembly member, Jesse Gabriel, a Democrat who sponsored the bill, has said that Skittles are sold with alternative ingredients in European Union where the 4 additives were already banned. So if you buy Skittles in the European Union, they are safe. If you buy Skittles here in the United States, you will probably get cancer if you eat it every day. Guaranteed you will get cancer. And so this Democrat said that's unacceptable that USA is so far behind the rest of the world when it comes to food safety, Gabriel said in a statement. In addition to the European Union, countries have banned the 4 additives to include food, you know, in all food, including United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, China, and Japan, they banned it all. But, oh boy, they're pouring it on in all our food in the rest of the United States. But this Democrat, Jesse Gabriel, came out and said, we got to ban it too, including red dye number 3. So Skittles, you know, the safe Skittles is in the European Union. He wants the safe Skittles for California. And so that's a good thing. I'm just telling you what, that's a great thing. The real reason they want to depopulate the earth is once they grow more than 8 billion, the group consciousness will overpower deep state's artificial mind control. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it. Just think about that for a while. Let that sink in. Once we get past 8 billion, get over 9 million, they will not be able to control us anymore. As a group, we will be more, I'm talking about the frequencies. Each one of us puts out a frequency from our aura. So the way to best beat them is to be so positive and productive that nothing stands in our way. Doing our best is the way to beat them. So we got to keep charging ahead like a wild bull loose. Each one of you, do your dream. Live your life. The key question facing humanity today is what brings out the worst in us and what brings out the best of us. Well, Dr. Johnny's here to tell you. Censorship in all of its forms, media polarization, and the prevailing loneliness epidemic are a few examples of the steep decline in social engagement playing out in society, impacting our ability to work together and to cognitively and constructively think and solve our collective problems. We can't even, you know, people are just robots. They just follow, because that's the mind control. Perhaps this diminished collective creativity is our own ultimate crisis, a crisis of imaginations. Studies show that the graphene oxide from the jab will stifle the performance of the hypothalamus in the brain and therefore cutting off the connections of the pineal gland. You cannot process things. You cannot build on concepts. This is going on the inside of our body to build a constructive memory with which experiential interaction and learning skills, both socially and professionally, is removed. This creates a crisis not only in training the workforce that can only just be robotic and just follow orders. They can't creatively think out a solution to many of their problems. They want to have the answer just, okay, boss, what do I do now? Okay, boss, what do I do now? But also socially in building friendships and solving those social, you know, quagmires that build up. On the outside, this crisis seems to be driven in part by today's media, journalistic practices, shaping public opinion about key issues, and also all the toxins that we're getting in our food. Most news, the mainstream media report, is about fear, what we fear. This, on the outside, this resemblance of human failure, war and terror and tragedy, and who's to blame and contribute to the cycle of cynicism and disengagement. When society is polarized like this, we lose touch with what brings out the best in humanity because we're always focusing on what is worse for it by listening to that TV, the boob tube, the box. This is collaboration, you know, what's being forced out is our collaboration, our creativity, our openness to the nuances and complexity of the social, emotional intelligence and our shared purpose. Where's the empowering news that highlights these qualities? Well, Dr. Johnny just gave you one. You'll find it on my show. I just told you about a Democrat that wants to eliminate red dye number 3. Because Skittles is not safe in California or America, but in European Union, it is safe. He says, I want California Skittles to be safe. Well, that's good news. That's a positive thing for the people. Get rid of that red dye number 3. This is all part of empowering news that highlights these good qualities of shared purpose, social interaction, and the nuance and complexities of these social, emotional, and creativity and collaboration openness. The quick answer for getting all that right in your world is with the Master Survivor Beyond PhD show, where Dr. Johnny gives you the facts about what's happening in our world, not the fear porn, but the facts, and provides the solutions to survive. And in short, I'm giving you the basics of how to become a master survivor. Most of the public does not realize that in a world gone awry with bad news, we have become passive consumers instead of creative thinkers generating our own news, broadening our own mass media diet, and taking on collaborative action and charging ahead with our own dreams and, you know, to grow our family. When it comes to the news that we consume, Dr. Johnny suggests that there's one question that belongs to the traditional questions of who, when, where, and how. That question is, what is possible now? That's the other question. You know, the media, when you, I graduated from the University of West Florida with a journalism degree. The who, when, where, and how is what we're taught. But I have another question. What is possible now? That's my big question. Or where do we go from here? Well, on this show, Dr. Johnny will bring you where do we go from here and what's possible now. Solutions into society's problems are often underreported and reforms go unrealized. I told you earlier in this show about how Einstein is wrong. Why? Because this South Korean scientist, you know, from all the experts have said on that astrophysical journal, says that he's 99.98% correct, which blew Einstein's theory of relativity right out of the water. Oh, yeah, because he came up with a formula for time and space to eliminate, you know, the field of gravity. If you want to have anti-gravity or eliminate, you know, time, it's simple. Your car is more complex than making a machine that eliminates gravity. I kid you not. And he found the formula. That's why you don't hear about it. No, it's not being reported, but you heard about it from me, Dr. Johnny. That's where we go from here. That's what is possible now. Those are the questions that Dr. Johnny asked that you won't get anywhere else, probably from any of the Patriot media, any of the mass media. Every day, people all over the world are working to heal and transform this massive power of imbalances and injustice that's evident throughout our whole society. 80% of our world is not going along. They're not even using the U.S. dollar, folks. 80% of the world is not even, they're not even part of our news media at all. We are isolated. You know, this G7, you know, within the G7 is about four or five, you know, nations that are still on the U.S. dollar. You know, Canada, United States, Mexico, and the U.K., and Holland, and all like that. They're still under this big, you know, huge umbrella. But as master survivors, our inspiration seeks to catalyze new connections and meaningful community actions for systematic change. I've said over and over again about all this on this show, Master Survivor Beyond PhD, that with the Master Survivor University and the Master Survivor Program, the general focus is on solutions and harmony to raise new possibilities and hope that are achievable right now, not the med beds that are coming. No, we can achieve that now with the Master Survivor Program. You get premium consultation with the Master Survivor Program. I can eliminate your problems of illness, whatever that is. I've solved them all. But it takes money, it takes time, it takes listening and doing, you know, and following the report of the Master Survivor Program. And that first report is the, you know, HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, so I can see your chemistry so I know exactly what to do. So I can focus on the solutions and build those, bridging those divides to help you overcome your problems. And that's just within you. Then outside us, we have this mass media that's hypnotizing us. You know, and like I said, once we get over 8 billion people, we will be more powerful than the mass media and all the mind control. Folks, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. And the HTMA is the number one starting point. It provides a roadmap for better health. When you get that, when I get that hair and $226 in a personal check from you, or you can pay on the website for $236 with your credit card, send me the hair, I'll run the test, send you back your report. It's a complete, full report. You ask any of my patients. And when we do our consultation, you're looking at the report, I'm looking at the report, and I'm telling you what is going on in your body. I don't need your blood. I don't need to look in your throat. I don't need to, you know, take your blood pressure. I don't need to look in your ears. It doesn't matter. Once I have that chemistry, I know exactly what's going on. And the performance benefits are enormous when you follow that diet and supplement schedule of the HCMA. It will be a roadmap to help improve your mental clarity and focus, because following the diet and supplement schedule will bring on that proper functioning of the nervous system. It will be, you know, following the HCMA roadmap will provide the prevention of injury or burnout. A lot of people get injured easily. They pull a muscle and they can't do it, and they got pains and this and that, and it doesn't heal fast enough. But when you're following the HCMA, you ask my patients, you know, they heal faster than they get, you know, they get well and heal faster than they're getting sick. And therefore, they never get sick again. Following the HCMA roadmap, you will create a strong immunity response, and you won't get sick again because you'll have such a strong immunity response and you'll have that resistance. Following the HCMA roadmap, you will bring improved recovery from all workouts and injuries. So if you pulled a muscle or whatever, playing tennis, that'll heal much faster and you can get back in the game for sure a week later. Following the HCMA roadmap will show you a safe use of dietary supplements and getting only what your body needs, not too much, and not too little. That's the brilliant and beauty of it. Following the HCMA roadmap is the best weight management tool because your body will balance out on its own and get your weight under control. If you're underweight, you'll get back up to your normal weight and build that muscle mass back. If you're overweight, you'll get back underweight with a little exercise. It's not a problem. So, folks, I'm just telling you, this is the way to achieve and rise above this misery level that most people live under. Why? Because they're under hypnosis. They can't think cognitively. They can only take orders or Google it to find out their answer. They can't really put it all together because they're robots. If you want to not become a robot anymore, then become a master survivor. You'll never get sick again. You'll start thinking on your own. And all of a sudden, you'll start building the dreams of your life that you've always wanted. And you don't have to get it from anybody else. You can do it on your own. By focusing on solutions, building bridges, and we pull together our unique human stories in the light of our world and illuminate the darkness. Join me. Become a Master Survivor. Go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program and become a Master Survivor. I'll see you next week. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.